Oh, 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 there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, 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 there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Your name is above all names. And you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. Is your name is above all names. And you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Lord. Nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we magnify you and we glorify you. We come before your presence this morning with singing to offer unto you the fruit of our lips, and to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. There is absolutely no one that's like you. We can search all over, and we'll never find a God that loves us like you do. We can search all over. We'll never find a God with as patience as you. God, we can search all over, and we'll never find a God that is as merciful, as bountiful in its blessings, as kind and as great as you are. And because of that, Lord, we cry out, oh, a war cry, that there is absolutely no one that's like you. And because of who you are this morning, I give you all of the glory. Because of who you are, oh God, this morning, I give you all of the praise. Because of who you are, Lord, I bless your name, God, and I want you to be glorified in this day. Lord, I bless your name because you have been so good to us. You have been better to us than we have been to ourselves, and you keep on blessing us over and over again. And Lord, because you keep on blessing us and allowing us to see a brand new day, Lord, with gratefulness in our hearts, we rise up on this 17th day of December to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise on the 17th day of our 31 days of prayer. We bless your name, O God, because you're worthy to be praised. We bless your name, O God, because you're worthy of the glory. We bless your name, God, because you're worthy of the honor, and you inhabit the praises of your people. And it's comely, it's a good thing, O God, to give thanks unto the Lord. And it's comely for the upright, O God, to offer unto you praise, O God, from the fruit of our lips. So with all of those sayings and with all of those scriptures and with all of those reminders, Lord, we bless your name this morning, and we magnify you and glorify you because, God, you're worthy to be praised and you're worthy to be adored. What an awesome opportunity and what an awesome commitment, God, to continue steadfast in prayer, the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, God. And God, as we enter and prepare ourselves to enter into 2008, Lord, we need your help. We need your guidance. We need your strength, Lord. We need your anointing. Let alone, God, we need you to be with us. We need you to abide in us, God. And we need you to revive and refresh us, Lord. And we refresh us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to take the same old things into 2018, what we took and brought into 2017. So, Lord, shape us and mold us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be the instrument that you need for us to be, the tools that you need for us to be, the believers that you need for us to be, God, the workers that you need for us to be. For Lord, the harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few, God. Shape us into the image of God, into the mold of laborers this day, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. As on the 17th day of our 31 days of prayer, our focus this morning is on church growth. And Lord, the workers, God, are not there. We need more workers, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, because there are sinners everywhere that need to know that Jesus saved. There are people in the world that need to know that there is still hope, but the laborers are few. So Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would send forth the laborers into the harvest, God, that they may return, or the laborers into the vineyard, oh God, to go get the harvest. Stir up in us the more, God, to go and teach all nations. Stir up in us the more, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and give us a hunger for souls, oh God. Stir up in us the more, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we may be a witness to someone, that they may say, what must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, we need your glory, oh God. We need your anointing, Lord. We need your refreshing, Lord. So come to Lord and have your way. Have your way, God, in our hearts right now, to make our hearts right, Lord, because our hearts are not on thinking all the things that they should be thinking on, Lord. Our heart is not actually, oh God, exhibiting the love of God that we need to show. So God, make our heart, oh God, as a heart that's a beating flesh and not a heart of stone, God. Convert us right now, oh God. Give us a heart of compassion. Give us a heart of love. Oh God, give us a heart of kindness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we may love those that don't look like us, that we may love on those that don't smell like us, that we may love on those, oh God, that don't act like us, but that we may draw them in from the fields of sin, oh God, with the
sweet love and kindness, Lord, that you exhibit toward us every single day. For the writer says, oh God, that your mercies are new every single morning. Jeremiah, as he lamented about the state of the people of God, Lord, he said, I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. It's because of your mercies that I'm not consumed. Your compassion is telling that they are new every single morning. Great is thy faithfulness in the state that America is in today, in the state that our community, though God, is in today. It seems like we should lose hope and that we should be in a point of despair. But in spite of what it looks like, and in spite of what it feels like, and in spite of what our churches look like, God, you're still worthy, oh God, of the praise, and you're still worthy of the glory, and there's still yet work to do, oh God. So let us recall to our mind, oh God, the good things that you have spoken into our lives. Let us recall to our minds this morning, oh God, the words of God in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that you said that you would bring them in from the filth of sin. And that if we go, oh God, you will draw them in, oh God. And if we share the good news of Jesus Christ, it'll help convert someone, because the harvest is plenteous. You just need someone that'll be willing to be a laborer. So let us stop complaining. Let us stop fearing. Let us stop worrying, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And give us the ability, the audacity. Anoint us now to go, to do your will, to share the good news of Jesus Christ. We don't have to fear serpents. Lord, as we go, we'll be able to tread on serpents. God, we don't have to fear sick coming to us. Lord, because when the sick come, God, you'll give us the ability, oh God, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Oh God, just remind us of who we are and whose we are and who we belong to. God, we belong to you. We are a joint heir with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are a royal priest that have been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. That's why we can cry out, there is no one like you. Because you have a plan for all nations. Not just for my nation, not just for my people, not just for my skin tone, but your plans, oh God, are for all people. You don't want to see no one perish. So continue to grow into us, to be a multicultural, multinational, ethnicity congregation. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we want you to send the men of all races, all creeds, all colors, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that your house may be filled, that souls might be saved, oh God, and we can continue to do the work that you called for us to do in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask, oh God, for you to shape us into the images that you need us. Lord, I ask you to touch our heart that we may love like you. But God, get our minds right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us to not be content with complacency, Lord, because greater is ahead for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And when greater is ahead, Lord, we can't just be satisfied where we are at. With greater ahead for us, Lord, we can't just be content with where we are at. But Lord, I want to have the spirit of Paul, that though he was in the midst of the prison, God, in the midst of captivity, Lord, he said, forgetting those things are behind and looking towards those things that are ahead, Lord, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He wasn't worried about his old accolades, and he was not worried about this present condition. But, Lord, he knew that there was greater ahead for him. So, God, put the spirit of greater in us right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We may have accomplished some great things in 2017, but greater is still yet ahead. There is still work for us to be able to do, God. There is still people in the fields of sin that need to be brought in, oh God. Help us, oh God, today to be what you need for us to be. To get our shape and our images right. To get our heart right that we may love right. And to get our mind focused in on you. We can't do it without your help. We can't do it without your strength. We can't do it without your anointing. So we cry out again, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. We can search all over and we'll never find anyone that's like you, because your name is above all names, and because of that, you're worthy of our praise. And we bless you and we magnify you this day. Lord, I pray that our service this morning, our services, I thank you for those that are calling from all across the world. Lord, I know it's only a few of us, Lord, but I speak it into existence right now. I pray for all of those that are joining us from across the world. Because when it's placed on the website, Lord, people click on the button to hear the prayer in the morning. Some not willing to make that early sacrifice, but others, they get up a little bit later and they click on the prayer button. And so for those that are tuning in from across the world, Lord, I pray that our services this morning will be none like any other. God, allow your spirit to fall afresh on us, oh God, and give us the ability to offer unto you the praise that you are worthy of. Help us to lay aside those things that stop us from praising you, that stop us from magnifying you, that stop us from lifting up your name and giving you the glory and the honor and the praise, and fall afresh across this nation and across this land, and send a revival, Holy Ghost, as you fall afresh in our services, and you, God, as we bless and magnify your name. Thank you for being a God that inhabits our praises. And because you inhabit our praises, Lord, you come in the midst of us, and we are renewed, and we are revived, and we are strengthened. So, Lord, I'm determined to bless your name this morning, to give you an unconditional, unconventional praise, to bless you with all of my heart, with all of my mind, with all of my soul, as I rejoice in the God of my salvation on this day. Father, I pray that you will bless us and keep us, sustain us all day long, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.